The pasuk tells us in Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov Avinu v'yivarchem b'yomahu leimar, Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha, b'chai yivarach Yisrael. How does a Jew give a blessing to his children? Leimar yisimcha lakim kafraim kumnashim. So yes, we understand that Yaakov Avinu decided that Yosef should be turned into two shvatim, Menashe and Ephraim. But that still doesn't answer why, when Yaakov Avinu wants to use a model, how when somebody gives a bracha, how one should have children, why from all of the shvatim are specifically Menashe and Ephraim chosen versus anybody else, versus one of Yaakov Avinu's children. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained, Ephraim and Menashe were not first generation descendants of Yaakov Avinu. Ephraim and Menashe were second generation. They were Yosef's children. The biggest bracha that we can give is not only should our children be following the derech, the path we set out, but unfortunately, all too often, the later generations are not necessarily as strong or are still following that path. Says the pasuk, my bracha, the bracha that was given to me, says Yaakov Avinu, and the bracha that I give to every Jewish family, is that the descendants, the following generations, should be equal to the previous generations. There should be no yuridas hadoiris. There should be no lowering of the quality of our children. They should be all on the same madrega in avodas Hashem. But how does one establish such a home where children are taka true ovdei Hashem? The Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Samech Chesed Beis, teaches us, Rav Sheshes kol tlosin yomim mehadalei telod mudei. Rav Sheshes every 30 days would review everything that he learned. The Kabib Ebridadash of Amma, and he would stand at the doorway of his home and say, Chador nafshi, chador nafshi, my neshama should be happy, l'cha karoi, l'cha tanoi. I've learned Torah Shebiksav and Torah Baal Peh on because of you. What's pshat in the statement, chador nafshi, chador nafshi? And why did he necessarily say it as he stood at the doorway of his home? The Gemara Masechta Ksubos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph tells us, teaches us, Ketzad Meragdim Lefnei Akala, how does one dance in front of a Kala? And says the Gemara, Amar Alav Av Yehuda Bar Eloi, they said regarding Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi, Sheinoitl Bad Shel Hadas, he would take one stick of a Hadas, or Meragdim Lefnei Akala, and would dance in front of the Kala, Vaman, he would praise the Kala, saying, Kala Nova Chasuda. It says the Gemara of Shmuel Rav Yitzchok, Merakra Talas. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok would take three stems of Hadas. And the Gemara says that when he was Nifter, he was Zoicher, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, Ki Ifsik, Ki Noch Nafshei, Ifsik Amud in the Nora Ben Didei L'Kol Alma. There was a fire that separated him between everyone else. Amr Rav Zera, Ahani Leishtusi L'Saba. These Hadassim that Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak took to dance with, that's why he was Zoicha to such tremendous honor as he was Nifta by his Levaya. So, obviously, the fact that he took three Hadassim versus Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi's one Hadass made all the difference. And, of course, the question is why. The Gemara a Masechta Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amud Bey says, Tana Rabbanan, Shalosh Shutvim Heim Ba'Adam. Every person is made up of three partners. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avav Imai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his father and his mother. And it's important to remember that just like when one has a partner in business, if it's a partner who's not necessarily active in the business, it's not that you should only speak to your partner when you need him, when you need an additional investment of resources, or there's a problem and you need him. A partnership that works properly The partners are constantly communicating with each other. Given that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a partner in our creation, we have to constantly be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch begins, Arichayim Simen Aleph Sif Aleph. Shvisi Hashem on Negdi Samid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a partner in our creation, who Klagol B'Torah B'Malsa Tzadikim, is an important rule regarding Torah and regarding Tzadikim, Asher Holchim L'Fnei Elokim, that live their lives with God. Kein Yeshivas Odom V'Tunoysu V'Sokov, V'Ulevad V'Bayis, a person doesn't act the same way if he's alone, K'Shiyosu V'Tunoysu V'Sokov L'Fnei Melech Godol, when he's in the presence of a king. When you're just among friends, you speak differently than when you're in the king, with the king. And therefore, a person should constantly remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose glory is everywhere, Oymer Allah V'Rayba Masav, is constantly observing us. You can't hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person lives that way, you will act the life of Yiras Shamai. The first document that's signed by every marriage is the Tanoim. And the Nusach of the Tanoim is Ayavrihu Vayalimu. This new couple will not conceal from each other. A very interesting wording. So I saw that the Chayva Rebbe explains the reason we use the words is because it's to stand for the word of a mezuzah. But it's a very interesting concept when we think about a mezuzah. A mezuzah is at the door. And what the mezuzah teaches us is that as we enter the home, it's not enough that we should leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the doorway, but we're supposed to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our homes. Yes, this mezuzah represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always watching over us under all circumstances. But that isn't the highest madrega. The highest madrega of Shvisi Hashem Negdi Samid is not just when HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands outside the door watching what's going on, but the highest madrega is like in the Beis HaMikdash, like in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds himself inside the home, inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside every Jewish home. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Kol Doidi Doifeg, Piskali, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is knocking at the door and asks, don't leave me only at the doorway. Let me in. Bring me into your home. And the way we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our home is like we said a moment ago, remembering that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an equal partner with us and a partner of Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid. And that's why Rav Sheshis stood by the door, and he says, I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come into my house. How do I get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come into my house? L'cha Karisi, L'cha Shanisi. I learn Torah. I learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. That's the way I invite, I bring Hashem into my home. So says the Gemara, what made Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak so special? What made him so special is because he's merakid atlas. As a chassan and kala, as he would come to a wedding, he would remind the chassan and kala, talas, there are three partners. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ava V'Imai. If you want to build a true Jewish home, if you want to build a home, which as we say at the Sheva Brachas, Shas Simcha B'Ma'oinai, that our homes are homes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dance with three hadassim. Remember the three partners that make up every Jewish family. If you want to have grandchildren, like Yaakov Avinu gave the bracha, like Menashe and Ephraim, to see that the generations continue in the proper path of Avodas Hashem, dance with three Hadassim. Invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your home by learning Torah, by Shvisi Hashem HaNegdei Samed, by bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our home. And like that, we will take a bizaycha to build beautiful Jewish homes.